P4 Dictation 3 Part A Grandma's Childhood. Grandma was born in China. She lived in a small hut. She was lucky when she was small because she could go to school. After school, she played hopscotch and hide and seek with her friends on the street. There weren't any electronic games or smartphones. However, they enjoyed playing and chatting with friends. Sometimes she went to the market. She helped her mum buy fresh food.
Part B. 3,000 plus words for writing, page 21 to 24. Past and present. How did people live in the past? How do we live now? When we talk about life now and then, we talk about transport, daily life, communication, work life. Transport, a carriage, a wheel, a boat, an oar, a steamship, a steam train, tracks, a rickshaw, a sedan chair. In the past, some people rode in carriages, rickshaws, or sedan chairs. Around 100 years ago, people started to travel by motor vehicle. Now, we can also travel up in the sky by aeroplanes or helicopter. These days, traveling from one place to another is easy. Motor vehicles. A motorcycle. A double-decker bus. Upper deck, lower deck. A bus. A van. A car. A lorry. Truck. An aeroplane, an airport, a helicopter. Communication, a letter, a stamp, an envelope, a carrier pigeon, a messenger, a postman, a postbox, a telephone, a fax machine, a mobile phone, send a text message, a smartphone, a touch screen, tap, flick, send an instant message. In the past, there were no mobile phones or smartphones. So how did people communicate with faraway friends? Some important people had messengers or even carrier pigeons to deliver messages for them. Later, people put letters in post boxes and postmen helped to deliver them. These days, more and more people send instant messages or emails to communicate with their friends. A computer. Chat in a forum. Use a social network. Write a blog. Write an email. Open. Attach. Reply. Send. Forward. Delete. Save. Click. Cut. Copy. Paste. Print. Login. Log out. Search. Share. Comment. Like. Status update. Download. Upload.